Gospel Bound, a 5-day devotional for YouVersion by Colin Hanson and Sarah Zylstra. How do we hold on to hope when our culture, our government, even our family structure seems to be spiraling away from God? This 5-day devotional brings us back to God's original story, a story we can receive with joy, a story we can tell in words and actions, a story of unchanging hope. Day 1, A Resolute Hope. Scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, Hebrews 6:19. We know that many feel their hope is being shaken these days. Maybe that's you. Elections, pandemics, economic turmoil, this world can seem overwhelming and scary. Even in good times, the news generally isn't calming or encouraging. One of the first things we learned in journalism school is that conflict makes the headlines. Negative stories are also more likely than positive stories to be unusual or timely, which makes them more likely to be reported. But in the pages of the Bible, in the stories of the early church, and in the lives of everyday Christians today, we see a different story. We see a tremendous amount of hope, but not a giddy, ridiculous, naive hope, like some fantasy that you'll inherit millions from some unknown uncle. Instead, we see Christians with a realistic, honest, solid hope. Across time and space, Christians hope that God will help them, and He always does. They hope that He will use them, and He does. They hope that someday all things will be made right, and they certainly will. Their hope isn't soft or silly. It's real and robust because it hopes in something true. It's rooted not in their ability, but in God's character. This hope grows with time as God's faithfulness proves itself over and over. It is a resolute hope because it doesn't sway in the winds of politics or wobble under the pressure of delayed or unrealized results. It doesn't crack when the election doesn't grow the right way, or the test shows cancer, or the temptation persists. This hope is anchored in the past and aimed at the future. It plays the long game, a hope that can see the score at the end and works while it waits for the buzzer. You haven't heard the whole story, and that's good news. God, your hope is an anchor for my soul. Whatever my circumstances or the world's circumstances, your hope never changes. Help me live out that truth. Amen.